This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The financials?
Financials. The luxury tax in particular. I mean, you spoke about balance, but where do you like to see the balance? Is the idea that something like a luxury tax comes in a good idea?
Like I said, to me, it's what's the purpose of it? And I do believe that there needs to be competitive balance. Yes, there needs to be some sort of mechanism that doesn't mean that just, there isn't some restriction on spending, both for the protection of the clubs, but also competitive balance, but not at the expense of striving for excellence. Because, we've got the Premier League's a great product and it attracts the best players, it attracts the best managers, myself excluded from that. And you don't want to diminish that, because if you diminish that, then you're kind of then not really achieving what you want to in terms of constantly trying to progress the code and progress the sport and make it a better spectacle for the paying customers. It's not my space. I mean, if I was an owner, I'd love to answer these questions. I'd be all over it for you, but I'm a football manager, and whilst I have a very basic understanding of economics and finances, and I understand the implications probably more than most because of, like I said, my background in sports where it was very, very prevalent. So, when I was coaching in Australia, I was all over it because I had a salary cap. I couldn't go over that. So every time I signed a play, I needed to know the finer details of everything we were doing. But I didn't like that. But I don't know if the current model works well enough because I'm not involved in that. You'd have to ask the owners whether they think it's a good model or not.
But just a sport specific on the current model, you've got Forest come in, one of the two teams dock points. Does that turn you off a little bit? Sort of the asterisk next to the points total?
It depends. It depends on, you with all these things, whether it's an asterisk or it's a rule change, or they're all things that play into play in terms of, how we all try and run our teams. We all have to abide by rules. And if we go out on the weekend and we give away two penalties because of the new handball rule that doesn't exist, then we've got to cop it, mate. But there's no asterisks there. It's just the way football is. But I don't know the detail of that for me to give an opinion in terms of, whether it's just or it's unjust. It's not fair of me to do that because, like I said, as I keep saying, I'm a football manager. Ask me any question you want on the football front and I'll answer it. If I ever see anyone in here answering football questions on my behalf, I'll be coming in here yanking them straight out. And I don't want anyone doing that to me. I don't want those players because they don't want to come to Tottenham. They want to go to a Champions League club. I signed Mickey van der Veen this year. He's not a bad player, is he? We were in the Champions League? No. I don't want those players. That's a beautiful discussion for me to have. That's one of the discussions I have. Why do you want to come to Tottenham? Because if you want Champions League football and that's all you want, you don't want to come to Tottenham. You You just want to go to a Champions League club. I want people who want to come to Tottenham who know this club, know the challenge we've got, and we do have a challenge. We're different to other clubs in that we haven't had success for a while. So I'm looking for a certain type of character who's going to say, you know what, they're not in Champions League, but you know what, if I win something with them, that could mean something to my career and to me. So, yeah, I'm up for that fight. So that's part of the discussion. I don't think that makes a difference to me in terms of the players. We've had two windows so far, and I haven't had an issue bringing players, the players I want, to this club, even though we're not in Champions League.
So you don't see your desires to make your team sustainable in terms of their growth as being incongruent with bringing in the players that you want? It's more about character.
It's about growth of the team, as you said. So, you know, character is a big part of that for sure. But, you know, if their motivation is anything other than joining this football club, then I just think, for me anyway, I'm not saying that that's the right or wrong, it's just for me, that's not the kind of, you know, players we need for this, for where we are at the moment, where we want to be. As I said, it's worked okay so far in the two windows we've had with the players we've brought in. They've all taken on the challenge of coming to a club that's hasn't got Champions League football, but hopefully they can do something more than that. You will.
It
I can see.
It's played a big part of it.
Yeah.
Not just the attendance of Green Fancy, but all the other uses it has.
Mm.
I mean, how much was the stadium a draw for you?
I mean, it's a fantastic stadium, and the facilities here are fantastic. So you kind of factor that into it, but it wasn't the reason I came to Tottenham. But now, again, when you're talking about trying to compete at the highest level, you see how important it has become to have sort of other revenue streams. And, you know, I think for where we are as a club at the moment, without that ability to, you know, to generate revenue from outside just the football, we would have been in a more difficult position to kind of continually have a team that can compete at the highest level against, you know, some of the other clubs. So, like I said, look, the main reason I joined this football club, more than anything else, I get it, it's a Premier League, I'm earning decent money, and it's high profile, and it's got a great stadium, great facilities. It hasn't won anything for a while. That's why I came, and that's kind of the biggest attraction. So if they were playing out of the back of, you know, some other...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You know, sort of stadium, it wouldn't have made a difference to me. It's what attracted me to was that I see, you know, a really big club that hasn't had success for quite a while, and it's a great challenge for me. See a ceiling on anyone's potential. That's why we bring him to the club. And I've said all along, I mean, if we had this conversation probably 6 weeks ago, I think people were asking me, you know, why can't Brennan start games? And, you know, it's all these things are, like I said, they're all a snapshot in time, and I understand, but I always take a broader view on these things. And I've seen him, you know, I think he's handled it really well. Just, you know, he was signing an attacking player, a young attacking player to a big club, you know, we had minimum of 30 goals walk out the building at the start of the year, you know, and people are going to be looking at how we're going to replace that, you know, and it can weigh heavily on a young guy's shoulders like him. Not that we expected, you know, Brent to replace Harry, but we needed goals and assists. But I've liked the way he's handled it. We've tried to sort of tread carefully with him because I can see the potential in him, and I can see, you know, how much he can improve and the attributes he has. I've got no doubt will fit really well with this team, but I'm not going to put a ceiling on it because that would be unfair on him. But, you know, we like the way he's progressing, but we certainly believe there's more to come for sure. And Gareth Bale's a legend, mate. What a player.
Just finally, you forged a good connection with the fans, you know, obviously from the results, the start of football. But I feel like the way you conduct yourself in here and when you speak to the media and therefore to the fans is a big part of that. How, and you know, I can think of your interaction with Charlie earlier, but that feels like it might go viral. A lot of these things go viral.
Sorry, John. Look, I think it is important. It's not easy, and I'm not saying it because it's you guys, but yeah, you look at, yeah, if you stay in this game for any length of time, the amount of times you have to do this and answer questions that can be repetitive at times or can be reactive to, and but I've always kind of, I have taken that part of it seriously because I always feel like I said, as much as I'm talking to you guys, I'm not really talking to you guys. I'm talking to our supporters every week because that's the only chance they really get to hear from anyone from the club is me. And, you know, so whether, you know, I get a question that I like or I don't like, or the person asking the question, I don't like them, I do like them. But it becomes irrelevant to me because I just think they're not really asking me the question, they're asking the Tottenham manager in this case the question. And Anth does a good job of sort of briefing me, it's more about, like I said, I kind of take this as an opportunity to speak to our supporters on kind of where I'm at and where I think my thoughts are at in terms of the club, and take anything sort of as much as I can emotional out of it from my perspective, or personal out of it from my perspective. It's harder after games, for sure. They're a lot tougher. But yeah, with these ones, you know, hopefully you have a bit of fun along the way. It's essential. It's not just progress is not an endless road. Progress with the objective of being successful. So when does that happen? Well, I was hoping it was happening this year, but it didn't. So my plan is for it to happen next year. But, you know, at the same time, you've got to understand that progress is really messy. It's disheartening. It's dispiriting. It can really knock your enthusiasm because it's not linear. It's not just, you know, you're going to cop some blows along the way. And I know that's still ahead of us. We've had to manage a few this year. And so you understand that. But the progress I'm talking about leads to success. And if it doesn't lead to success, then you're asking questions to a different bloke next time. It's not me, because that's why I'm here. I'm here to bring success to the club. So when? Well, this year was my objective, it didn't happen, so now next year becomes my objective, and the quicker it happens, the better for me and for the football club. Yeah, I think it can help, but it can be a builder to helping you have more success the more you're in that competition, for sure, especially for a club like Celtic where they tend to dominate the domestic league. You know, you you can get progress by consistently being in the Champions League, challenging yourself against better sides, learning from that, hopefully over time then, you know, building stronger teams. It's obvious that I don't have clarity about my message around Champions League, but we'll stay in that matter. Or what I'll actually do is, I'm desperate to make Champions League. I'd love to make Champions League. Champions League is what it's all about. No, not annoyed, because as I said, it just seems the way our season's gone, and like I said, some of it's self-inflicted because of our own sort of, you know, we haven't been in the competitions longer than others, so, or in Europe at all. But it's just been that way this year. I've just felt, you know, and again, it's a stark contrast to where I've come from Celtic, where we just seem to have, you know, games all the time and real flow. That this year just seems like no games and a lot of games and no games and a lot of games. So it's just the way it is, and we have to accept that. Ultimately, we know now we've got one midweek fixture. We're going to have another midweek fixture for sure, and we just got to navigate that and you know, try and do that to the best of our ability. It depends, because again, they're not all the same, you know, just an understanding of the person. I mean, my only point around the Champions League was if a player, you know, said to me that, you know, the proviso for me signing for you guys next year is to see whether you make Champions League, then I won't sign him. There's nothing wrong with having that ambition. You know, if somebody wants to come to this club because they want to play Champions League, that's great. But if that's going to be the determining factor, then I'm saying, well, probably you're not going to fit into sort of what I'm trying to do right now, because the reality of it is this club needs guys who are going to be up for a fight, because nothing's guaranteed here. You know, even this year we're not guaranteed Champions League football. So, you know, that's becomes part of the discussion. But it'll only become part of the discussion if it's brought up. And then beyond that, it's just like I said, it's each individual case is different. You treat every person differently. Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.